I'd like to know, do you believe in the concept commonly referred to as the rapture? And if so, when during the seven-year tribulation period do you think it might occur?
All right, let me define the term, because different terms mean different things depending on the listener. You used to be able to say I'm happy and gay, but you got to be careful now because terms change. The word rapture means to be carried away with force or power. We do believe very much that we will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's what that means, to be raptured or to caught up to meet him in the air.
Right.
We do not believe, the Bible teaches that that will be a secret. When Christ talks about his coming, he says that there'll be a shout, a trumpet, a roar, a voice, an earthquake, every eye will see. It's not a secret. And so do we believe in the rapture? Absolutely. Do we believe it's a secret? Definitely no. When
do
we
have an idea as to when it might occur during the seven-year tribulation period? Some people are pre-trib, some are mid-trib,
right.
Some are post.
I first need to address something you said that is a common conception. Can you show me anywhere in the Bible where it says there are 7 years of tribulation?
I think it goes back to the 42 months. In Revelation that it refers to?
Well, actually, I think what you meant, it's actually going to the 70 weeks in Daniel chapter 9. Some people take the last week off and say that's the week of the tribulation. But the rest of the prophecy time transpires before the birth of Christ. So it
you don't believe, you don't really believe there will be a, as such a seven-year.
I believe that there's going to be a tribulation.
But the Bible is not.
You don't find the phrase seven-year tribulation anywhere in the Bible. Most of the tribulations in the Bible are 3.5 years, such as with the persecution of Christ, the famine in the days of Elijah, and a number of other cases I might cite. Even in Revelation, it talks about 1,260 days, that's 3.5 years, where the woman flees in the wilderness. So just wanted to mention that. I don't want to labor that point because it may be 7 years of tribulation. We don't know. But the bigger question I hear you asking is, when does the rapture take place in connection with that?
Right.
I hope you don't mind. Before I answer that, I want to make sure you do a thorough study. I'm going to give you a free book. It's called Anything But Secret, and it deals with the rapture and the tribulation. And anyone listening out there, if you want to understand this subject, we'll send you one copy for free, Anything But Secret. Pastor Dick will give the number in a minute. David, I believe that the tribulation takes place before the second coming. And the reasons are, Jesus said, you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. He that endures to the end will be saved. Daniel chapter 12 says that at that time Michael will stand up and there will be a time of great trouble such as there never has been. There are many, many verses that imply we are here on the earth during that time. And we need to ask this question. David, in Revelation chapter 15 and 16, you've got the seven last plagues. That is the great time of trouble. The Bible calls that the great time of trouble. Were the children of Israel in Egypt when the plagues fell on Egypt? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
But he protected them through it.
Right.
Was Noah in the world when the flood came?
Yes.
Yeah, he saved him through the flood. He saved Daniel through the lion's den. He saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego through the furnace. I believe that God's people will be in the world, and he saves us through tribulation. Paul says, it is through much tribulation we enter the kingdom of God, not from it. Because it's in tribulation the church shines the brightest. So I am of the group, and there are about three groups out there, and you recognized it. I'm in the group that believes that the tribulation comes before the second coming.
Okay.
That's why it says at midnight the bridegroom comes. It's at the darkest hour, right?
Well, thank you.
Hope that helps, and send for that book.
I'll do it.
All right. Thanks for the call, David. The number that you can call, Anything But Secret is the name of the book. The number is 1-800-835-6747. We'll send it out to you tonight, 835-6747.